Chapter 9. Time Field. The fairies needed to stop time quickly. But was the boy one step ahead of them again?
"Come on, Foley," ordered Root. "We must stop time so that we can finish this in the dark. Turn on the time field."
"Commander," said Foley, "there's something..."
"No, Foley," shouted Root. "There isn't something. Captain Short's life is in danger. Turn it on, or I will climb up and turn it on with your face."
Foley turned on the time field. Root looked at the sky. A blue time field sat above Foul Manor. Outside the walls of Foul Manor, life continued as normal. Inside, time was not moving. Commander Root could stop time for 8 hours. He had 8 hours to get Holly out of Foul Manor and clean all the human memories. After that, he knew that he must use a biobomb. A biobomb killed all living things. He did not want to kill anyone, and he really did not want to kill Holly, but maybe he did not have a choice.
"Foley," he said, "I'm going to talk to Artemis. What weapons have you got for me?"
"If you want to make friends with Artemis, guns are a bad idea," said Foley. "So we're going to send you in with no weapons. Well, almost no weapons."
Foley gave the commander something small and pink.
"This is your weapon," he said. "You put it over your real finger. If you touch someone with it, they fall into a deep sleep."
Then he also put a small camera on Commander Root's eye.
"Try not to touch your eye, Commander," he told him. "The camera might go to the back of your eye, and then we can only see inside your head, and there's nothing interesting there."
Only Foley could talk to the commander like this, because nobody else could do Foley's job. He kept fairy technology one step ahead of human technology.
"Very funny," said Root. "Is that all?"
His jacket felt light without a gun. Artemis was watching Holly on one of the screens in his office. She was sitting on her metal bed, her fingers under it. She lifted the bed, held it for a second, then dropped it heavily onto the floor. She did it again, and again.
"What's your little plan?" he said aloud.
Then he looked at his watch. The numbers were not moving. He turned on the TV news. Nothing.
"They've stopped time," he thought, "just like the book says."
Artemis looked at the screen that showed his mother's room. Angeline was not in her chair. Her room was empty. He smiled. His plan was working. Then he saw something move on another screen.
"At last," he said quietly.
Commander Root was walking towards the front door. He looked small but strong, and his shield was off. Artemis put on his best criminal face. He wanted to look strong and very intelligent. 1, 2, 3. He opened the door.
"Good evening," he said.
"You're Foul?"
Artemis Fowl, pleased to meet you. And you are?
LEP Commander Root, can we talk?
Come inside, Commander. Please remember that Captain Short is in here. If you want her to come back to you, then you must be careful.
They walked past pictures of the Fowl family and into a large room with a long table. There was paper on the table and two glasses of water.
"Well, Commander, here we are," said Artemis. "I've discovered a lot about you fairies and your underground world. I can give that information to the human world. You cannot stop me. So, you must pay my price."
"You think that you can just put all this information on the internet?" said Commander Root, a glass of water in his hand.
"Well, not while time is stopped, of course," said Artemis.
Root's water went all over the table. This was a terrible surprise.
"If you know about the time field," he said, "you must know that you cannot speak to the outside world. You can't do anything."
"I'm getting tired of this. One of your fairies is my prisoner. You fairies have laws and they tell you what to do. First, you must send in your best officers. You've done that. It didn't go well, did it?"
Root was silent.
"Next, your law says you must talk to the humans. You have 8 hours to talk. We both know that. We're doing that now. But if you cannot get your prisoner home by talking, you must explode a bio bomb. Then everyone in the house dies."
"How do you know so much about us?" asked Commander Root.
Artemis did not answer his question.
"What do you want?"
continued Root. Artemis wrote 1 ton of fairy gold on a piece of paper. He pushed it across the table to Commander Root.
"You're crazy," said Root. "Either you give us back Captain Short or we kill you all. There's nothing to talk about."
"I know how to escape the time field," said Artemis.
"Impossible," said Root.
"I haven't been wrong yet, have I?"
Commander Root took the piece of paper and put it in his pocket.
"Goodbye, Mr. Fowl," he said. "You'll hear from us later."
Artemis stood up.
"You do that. But remember, Commander, no fairy may enter this house while I'm living."
"Artemis is very clever and knows all our laws," Commander Root thought to himself on his way out. "But he's making one mistake. He doesn't know that I don't always listen to the laws."